We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Looking Unto Jesus. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Numbers chapter 21, verse 9. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. I have just read from the King James Version. Whoever looked to the serpent made out of brass was healed. Some died because they didn't look. Just as it was in the wilderness, not all that live after Christ's death will be saved. Only those that will continue to look to him will be saved. Jesus was made sin for us, as we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, so that anyone bitten by sin may look unto him and receive freedom from sin and the wages of sin, which is death. Looking unto Jesus means trusting in him alone for your salvation. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Note that it is looking and not look, because you are to look and continue to look unto Jesus. It takes determination, endurance, and discipline, empowered by grace, to be able to look to Jesus continually. When we are able to constantly look on Jesus, he then becomes the author and finisher of our faith. This means he brings us into faith, sustains us in faith, and will present us to his Father at the end. Amen. Go into today making up your mind through the grace that is released in Christ to constantly look unto Jesus, knowing that only those that have their eyes fixed on him to the end will be saved. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, help me constantly look unto Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from the book of 3 John. This Bible reading plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Now, if you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, Jesus is not yet the Lord of your life, but you want to make him the Lord of your life today, you have an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Take out some time and pray, repent of your sins, and hand over your life to Jesus as the Lord and ruler of your life. He will save you. He will receive you. The reason why you must repent of your sins is because sin is living in a manner that does not conform to lordship under Christ. So you have to repent of everything you have been doing that the Lord Jesus does not approve. After you've prayed this prayer in faith, visit our website. And on that website, navigate to the menu that says, Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find materials to help you properly hand over your life to Christ and grow in the faith. You can also contact us through any of our contacts so that we can help to disciple you. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. The book of 3 John.
The book of 3 John.
The Elder. To my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some believers come and testify to your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people, so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.